Kids used to learn about money by collecting coins or saving their pocket money in a piggy bank. But how do you teach children in the digital age how money works when money is just a number on a screen? It's Global Money Week, and the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, or ASIC, has released practical tips and tricks for parents and educators that will help children develop good money habits as they grow up. Micah Vayers went along to ASIC to find out more. She spoke with Miles Larby.
These days, money, physical money, is often invisible in financial transactions. If you think about 10, 20 years ago, the world of money and finance is completely different today to what it was then. A lot of the time, kids, for example, young kids will go with their parents to the supermarket. They'll see mum or dad paying for their groceries with a credit card or a plastic card. There's no money changing hands, but then sometimes the parent will get money back from, you know, if they get cash back from the supermarket. So how kids perceive money is very different in this is digital age, and obviously a lot of transactions are contactless. There's lots of opportunities that arise in everyday family life where parents can use these opportunities to have discussions about money, about the value of money, and about identifying priorities and setting goals. A good opportunity is at the ATM. So if you're taking money out of the ATM, instead of it, kids may just see that as a hole in the wall where money appears from, but you can use that to have a discussion about how the money is in the ATM in the first place, the fact that you've earned it from work, from income. Many young people obviously manage mobile phone contracts, so there's opportunities to talk about how to manage the financial aspects of that. But if you're giving kids pocket money, if they're earning income, these are really good opportunities to have discussions about how the money is going to be spent. Saving some of the money, setting a goal, perhaps saving up for a particular item that the child might want to buy. But also that idea of separating and understanding the difference between needs and wants, things that we need to buy and things that we want to buy.
At what age do you think we should start talking to our kids about money?
Teaching children early, from an early age, about money matters will give them a good foundation to go on to be confident and informed adults. We know that many kids are having to make decisions and having experience with money from a relatively young age. I think you could have different conversations with younger children to what you might have with older children. With younger children, it might be more about just understanding where money comes from, understanding the difference between needs and wants. With older children, of course, the conversations could be much more in-depth, really, about setting financial goals, setting a budget, dealing with mobile phones or bank accounts.
Is ASIC looking into ways of suggesting some playful ways that parents can talk about money with their kids without boring them to death?
Well, we know that many kids are interested in learning about money because it's a very sort of real life context in which they're operating. Certainly, I think there are ways that you can make some of these activities fun. Like I said, you can make an everyday trip to the supermarket fun if you put that sort of frame around it where you're trying to meet a budget and how you can do that and sort of a competition in terms of researching prices. I mean, other things that you might do, you could have money conversations around planning a family holiday or a day out or a birthday party. Again, setting a budget and trying to stay within that budget. We know that some schools, for example, are bringing this sort of financial literacy concept into things like a school garden or a school fair. So I think there are lots of opportunities to make these conversations fun and engaging and really ground them in real life.
And what about trying to teach kids who have parents who themselves are struggling to stick with a budget?
ASIC's Money Smart website offers lots of tips and practical guidance for adults about the best way to manage their finances. It's free and impartial financial guidance, and there's tools that people can go on and use to help them plan a budget. And then once you've, that's really the foundation of good money management, because if you've got a budget in place and you've got control of your finances, then you could start to look at where you might be able to make savings or where you might sort of be able to strive to achieve a financial goal.
How do you go about teaching kids, but adults alike, who are struggling with all the jargon that is involved when it comes to finance and economics, where a lot of people sort of think it's too hard because they can't understand it.
What we've done is we've tried to take out, in the way that we communicate and seek to educate Australians about their money matters, we've tried to take out all of the jargon, or where there is jargon, we've explained it. Because, you know, I think that jargon can, of course, be off-putting for people. So what we've tried to do is, as I say, put everything in ways that are easier to understand.
Miles Larby, Senior Executive Leader, Financial Literacy at ASIC, speaking to Micah Vayers.